So how did you ruin a first date? That's what we're talking about. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Dude did donuts to impress a date. Got arrested.
She told him to do it.
She encouraged it, at least.
Yeah, she was giving the lady what she asked for.
I mean, he was speeding through the neighborhood, and I bet she was like, you know what, I bet you couldn't do a donut in this thing. And he was like, you know what? Watch me.
Watch me.
Ended up getting arrested. Rachel said, I accidentally called him my ex's name twice.
Oh, that's bad timing.
Second time, I panicked, and I said, sorry, you just remind me of my ex. Date's over.
Yeah, no, that's not good. It doesn't make it better. It doesn't.
I mean, that would be tough if, like, her ex's name was Aiden, and she was out to date with an Aaron, and
yes.
She just kept saying Aiden.
Oh.
Sorry.
Dave, I accidentally liked one of her Instagram photos while sitting across from her on a date.
Oh, wow.
She called me out on it, but we wound up dating for 2 years.
All right.
So it didn't wreck it immediately.
No.
But that does look a little weird. Like, why are you looking at my
profile? Why are you doing an Instagram dive?
While you're in front of me.
Right, exactly. That's always awkward.
Yes.
I mean, that panic when you accidentally do it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, okay, it's been a minute since I've made this mistake. If you like, because it used to be, Instagram used to be very transparent with what you were liking, where you were going. And they've since kind of blurred those lines. So is it still such a huge thing if you like someone? Like if you're scrolling deep in someone's Instagram and you accidentally like one picture and then you take it off, you unlike it and you're like, ooh. You unlike it. Do they get a notification still?
I don't know, but I think it does tell you. Like I don't know if it was Instagram or just Facebook, but I think you can go into your activity and you can see when people are going deep into your posts that are old.
Oh.
And liking things.
Okay.
But I don't know if you can see if you. I don't think anyone's ever unliked my things, so I don't know.
No. Natalie texts us and said, I apparently ruined the first date by getting the high score on Space Invaders at main event.
What?
Natalie, that's hysterical. He was bragging about how good he was at the game, so I just played how I normally did and beat him by several thousand points.
Oh, that is so defeating. For him. Oh,
Natalie, that is fantastic.
He hangs his hat that that's a superpower, and you just came in and annihilated
him. I'm so good at this game. Oh, you are? Okay. You know what?
Okay.
I've heard about this game before.
How do you even play? That was fun.
I'm telling you, that's like when my nephew, Frank, he kind of goaded me into playing Mario Kart. Now,
sure.
Mario Kart is a game I'm very familiar with.
Oh.
I've played thousands of times, and I have been a champion thousands of times.
Look at that.
But
this
was years ago. The game has updated and modified and changed. And so he wanted to play. In the back of my head, I'm like, yeah, sure. I'll play with you, kid.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking,
you
know what?
Things?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, you know what? I'll teach him a few things. Kelly, when I say I didn't finish better than seventh on any of these games, I mean, I was like,
he's like, step aside, Boomer, I got this. Let me show you how it's done now.
Right, he's like, okay. He's like, come on, Ben. Come on, Benzio, you can do it.
Benzie? I like that.
Yeah.
You have to have sass in that situation.
Yeah, how did you ruin a first date?
Melissa, I got nervous, talked too much, and somehow told him about a weird dream I had involving a Costco rotisserie chicken. No context, no recovery, no second date.
You know what?
She's just trying to make conversation.
It's funny, my daughter and I got into a conversation about how good rotisserie chickens were the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because They are. Mandy.
And maybe that's just like, hey, what do you want to do for dinner? And then it just leads you
it
there.
Just, but it just went just down the wormhole. Yeah, yeah. Right, right. Mandy, how'd you ruin a first date? We started talking about animals. I meant to casually mention that I have a dog. Instead, ended up showing him about 47 photos, two videos, and explained my dog's personality arc.
Oh, no.
He just stared blankly at me.
Oh, yeah. Then you just became off as a psycho dog mom.
Right,
yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
And here's his birthday, and this is his little outfit that I got him.
OMG. That's oversharing. Olivia, I laughed at something that wasn't a joke, couldn't stop, and had to excuse myself to the bathroom to reset. I could tell when I got back that my date was offended,
and
we were done.
Oh, no.
Check, please.
Wow.
Oh, no.
That's awkward. And then when you get laughing sometimes,
yes,
you can't help it.
I mean, I get to the point where I will cry. I will laugh until I have tears. Like, you can't open your eyes because your face is just molded in that absolute laughter face. Yeah, no, I get it.
All right, we'll take one more. But ways you ruined a first date, Tanya. Got nervous, overshared so hard that by dessert, he knew my childhood nickname, my coffee order, the fact I cried during commercials about cars.
Oh,
LOL.
Wow. That is a little overshared. The oversharing, I think, might be the number one way that people can ruin a first date. Bless their hearts. They have the best of intentions.
Either that or it just gets it all out of the way.
Right.
Then and
there's
then it's
nothing
like,
left for date two.
There's my freak flag.
Yep.
You gonna jump on board or no?
Yep.
All right. Good stuff.